When the group Vancouver Island Supports Ukraine first went to that country in June 2022, 4 months after the Russian invasion, the delegation helped provide food to about 81,000 displaced Ukrainians. When they went back in February of this year, they brought fire rescue equipment along with medical and educational supplies. This fall, a delegation is planning another visit, bringing $50,000 worth of medical supplies, including laptops so hospitals can get access to centralized medical information, along with items specifically aimed at helping to improve the lives of children living in a state of war. They also have the support this time of some area municipalities, which have come aboard with their own fundraisers and initiatives. Last week, Langford Council approved a motion to become a sister city to Horakiv, a city of about 9,000 northeast of Lviv in western Ukraine. The motion came with $5,000 in funding to help purchase a 3D printer, plotter, related equipment and training for students enrolled in after-school science, technology, engineering and math, STEM, programs. Langford Mayor Scott Goodmanson said that when he heard that the Ukrainian school district superintendent had asked for STEM equipment, it was a mind-flip moment for him. I had expected them to ask for emergency equipment. They took it completely the other way, said Goodmanson. Our contribution will hopefully be a bright spot for their students. It will give them a few hours of not thinking of the war, as well as giving them the skills necessary in the rebuilding of their country one day. The city of Colwood raised enough money to purchase a school bus in Poland and ship it to Ukraine. The bus will be used to transfer children from schools without bomb shelters to ones equipped with the life-saving facilities. In Oak Bay, Mayor Kevin Murdoch and Oak Bay High Principal Sean Boulding have launched a campaign to raise $20,000 to purchase and install two diesel generators at two high schools in Kamyn-Kasherski, a town of just over 12,000 people near the border with Belarus. The town's mayor requested the generators, since the schools face regular power outages due to ongoing Russian attacks on civilian infrastructure. The generators can also keep the lights on for bomb shelters during air raids, and having a reliable source of power means the schools can serve as warming stations for the community through the winter. We live in a community blessed with peace, financial stability, and trustworthy infrastructure where we don't have to worry about things as simple as power and heat on a daily basis, said Murdoch. This is a chance to help youth in need, many of whom have had their families torn apart by the horrific war. To contribute, go to the School to Shkola GoFundMe campaign. The delegation on this year's trip includes Bob Beckett, a former Langford fire chief, Bruce Brown, a retired RCMP staff sergeant, Brendan Strain, a CTV news reporter, and Christine Lervold, a trustee for the Souk School District. They plan to visit six communities, meeting with mayors and school district superintendents. They also plan to tour three regional hospitals, including the Ivano-Frankivsk Regional Children's Clinical Hospital. This year we set the goal really, really high but, thanks to the community, we have collectively accomplished our goal, said Beckett. When we are in Ukraine, it is a very emotional experience, as we go into their homes and meet them and their children. It is also overwhelming to experience their gratitude, and lots of bear hugs, for the aid we bring. At the end of the day, as difficult as it is, I am proud to be part of the solution. For more information, or to donate, go to VancouverIslandSupportsUkraine.ca. Pere@TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.